love when we have him. We haven't had him on in a few weeks, but whenever he is able to join us, we greatly appreciate it. Former State Senator Len Susio. Len, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Len.
Good morning, Gary and Brad. You know, I was going into withdrawal, not having been on your show for 2 weeks now. I just felt like this. So I'm being revitalized by today's interview. Thank you very much.
No, hey, listen, we know last week was a short week, you know, because of the Thanksgiving holiday. So
true.
we go through the same withdrawal over here, by the way.
We do, Len. We really do.
I love it.
So there's an ongoing game of whack-a-toll going on, isn't there? So here's my question, Len. Okay, so on the campaign trail, and forgive me, I don't know if you've heard any of the dialogue that we've been having, Brad and I, with our listeners and topics of tolls this morning. But so on the campaign trail, the governor Ned Lamont wanted to do trucks only. Okay,
right.
And then as soon as he gets sworn in earlier this year, back in January, he discovers that you cannot do trucks only and that it's going to have to be cars. So, you know, he says, oh, sorry, folks, it's going to have to be cars. It cannot be trucks. We found out some statistics and some laws, and it's going to have to be both. And I remember this was like in 30 something days after his taking the oath of the governorship. OK, and then he's now backpedaling and going back to his original plan. What's transpired in the laws or in the details that makes him now go back to his original plan?
It's called necessity. He basically found out that he couldn't get the tolls passed for cars. And he's desperately now trying to get anything he can get through because he knows that the infrastructure for trucks only, while it won't raise anywhere near the money he and the Democrats say is necessary, it sets up the infrastructure so that once the tolling infrastructure is set up for trucks only, it's exactly the same infrastructure that would be used for cars anyways. So it's basically the first step in a two-step dance here. And the first step is just to get the infrastructure built under any excuse that you can. Don't trust me. It's for trucks only. It's, we won't toll anyone else but truckers. But once an infrastructure is up, it won't cost a nickel, for them to say, well, you know, we really underestimated the revenues.
That's right.
Or overestimated the revenues and it's insufficient. So we really need to expand it to cars. And at that point in time, it'll be an irresistible temptation to do it because the infrastructure will already have been built. It will be in place for a few $100 million, and all they have to do is just with a stroke of the pen sign a bill that would authorize it to be expanded to any and all vehicles that move in the state of Connecticut. And so that's the game that's really going on. Anyone that thinks that once that infrastructure is built, it'll stay trucks only. I've got a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you, too.
Does that bridge have a toll?
It will under these guys, that's for sure. In fact, they'll start tolling bicycles, too, I think. They'll do anything and everything. You know, the thing that bothers me is that in this debate about tolls, the focus has always been on the revenue side. You know, how much are we going to raise? How do we raise it? We got to do tolls, this and that. Nothing, no public focus has ever been put on what we're spending it on, how much we're spending, why we're spending it, for what we're spending it, what alternatives there are, what the timing is, the kind of stuff that should have been seriously vetted. And we've had discussions about this before. I was vice chair of the Transportation Committee when I was in the legislature, and that committee never spent 2 minutes really discussing what the spending plan is. And we all know it was wildly inflated to make it look like you need tolls because you need so much money it's impossible to raise it the normal way. Malloy had a $100 billion plan. The new governor, basically, his commissioner has now come in and said, well, we really need only about $60 billion, not $100 billion. But again, that money's never been seriously vetted either. We've talked about how the Mixmaster is the poster child, if you will, of what I'm talking about. That was in the Malloy's budget for $7.1 billion. They signed a contract, and it's being done now for $153 million, not $7.1 billion. That's what, but Gary, you're good with the numbers too. That's about 50 times more than what they're really spending. And so what they've done is they've inflated the numbers, and no one has seriously questioned them. And of course, if your wife comes to you and says she wants you to build a mansion for her to live in, you're really going to look at, well, how much is it going to cost? But if you don't think about that, you just say, well, I've got to start making double or triple what I'm making now. Well, of course, you're just going to get focused and obsessed with the whole idea of how do I raise the money, not what I'm spending it on.
That's right. Yep.
You've got to seriously examine what we're spending the money on.
That's what they're going to do.
That's right. Exactly. And by the way, there's an aspect of this whole thing that no one's talked about even for 2 seconds, and that is this. One-third of the spending is for public transportation. In Lamont's latest plan, the CT 2030, basically it was $21 billion, and a little over $7 billion was public transportation. Well, if you take a look at the numbers, fewer than 100,000 people use Connecticut's public transportation on a regular basis. That's less than 3% of the population, but they're spending one-third of all the money they're talking about, billions of dollars on public transportation. Why? How do you justify using tolls to pay for public transportation? Not a nickel of all the fundraising they're talking about of these billions of dollars are going to be spent on public transportation is raised by increased fares.
It's
all
right.
They're talking about is tolls.
That's a good point.
And when you look at the normal operating expenses, too, by the way, Connecticut subsidizes its rail and public transit by over $420 million a year. And that's for, again, only about 97,000 people. I've looked at the numbers. It's under 100,000 people use it on a regular basis out of 3.5 million people. So we're talking about spending one third of the infrastructure cost for public transit. And we're talking about spending more than 25% of the regular operating budget of the DOT on public transit. And yet only 3% of the population is served by that part of the DOT facilities. So that's the kind of thing I think we need a robust public debate about. But the whole focus is not on what we're spending and what we're spending it on, but it's on how we're going to raise the money.
You know, that's an excellent point, Len. That is, I think, you know, maybe the Department of Transportation needs a forensic audit as well. How about the other thing that people are not talking about? And that is, you talk about, they want to talk about tolls, but how about a few years back when the state of Connecticut increased the gas tax to pay for our transportation infrastructure? So if tolls gets implemented, are we going to either eliminate that or decrease that that gas tax?
Well, yeah, as you know, Gary, there's two gas taxes in Connecticut, which Massachusetts doesn't have. None of the other states have. They have one gas tax, the excise tax. Connecticut has the excise tax, 25 cents a gallon. And then we have something called the petroleum gross receipts tax, what I call the PGRT.
Yeah.
That itself raises over $300 million a year. And one of the problems is since the year 2000 through 2015, the legislature took $1.8 billion of that money and intercepted it before it got into the special transportation fund. So the politicians will look at the public and say, oh, we didn't take that much money out of the special transportation fund. It was a few hundred million dollars. That's all we took out. But the reality is they're telling you a lie, a deceit, because what they did was they stopped the money before it even got there to the tune of almost $2 billion between the year 2000 and 2015. And, nobody's talking about, by the way, dropping that, which is, I think, what you might be kind of insinuating,
yes,
Gary, that what they talked about last year was dropping the tax by 1 to 2 cents a gallon.
I remember that.
I mean, it was like
per year, 1 cent per year, if you remember.
Yeah. I mean, and yet again, Massachusetts, yes, they have the Mass Turnpike, and they get about $350 million a year from that. But they don't have the petroleum gross receipts tax, which we have, and we get $330 million a year from that. So we collect almost as much as the tolls in Massachusetts do, and yet Massachusetts doesn't have the petroleum gross receipts tax, and we do. So we're pretty much talking about a trade off there. And if they, one thing, if I were actually advocating for tolls, That's one thing I seriously think about offering the public. Let's drop, completely drop the petroleum gross receipts tax and save everybody 20 cents a gallon, which is roughly what it's raising right now. That would probably get some very serious debate, and it's something that it might be enough to convince people to think seriously about tolls. But this 1 or 2 cents a gallon is just, it's just child's money, basically. And it's very dishonest for the legislature not to, to talk about 1 or 2 cents a gallon when they're hitting you for 20 cents a gallon more than the state of Massachusetts or in New York, for example.
How many tolls does Massachusetts have?
Well, it's very few. It's I think the number is about 18 or something like that along the entire Mass Turnpike. That's what it is.
But it's only the Mass Pike that's tolled, right?
That's right. And you see, that's when people forget. Massachusetts has a lot of interstate highway that's not tolled.
That's right.
And you say, well, wait a minute. If the tolls are such a great deal for Massachusetts, why is it restricted to only the Mass Turnpike? Why aren't they tolling all the other interstate highway in Massachusetts?
Yeah, 91's not tolled.
That's right, right through the middle of Massachusetts. But you also got, the interstates that go around Worcester, for example, even around Boston.
Yeah, and north.
I think it's 495 that goes circles Boston.
That's right.
There's no tolls on that. And the reason is because they have to give up a lot of federal money to do that. The Mass Turnpike, along with things like the New Jersey Turnpike and the Pennsylvania Turnpike and the Ohio Turnpike, they all preceded the interstate highway system. So they were grandfathered in as kind of an exception to things that's why they have tolls in those locations, but they don't have it anywhere else in those states. Those are the only roads that are tolled. Out of the 48,000 miles of interstate highway in the country, somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 miles is tolled. The rest of it's not tolled.
Yeah.
So over 90% of the interstate highway system is not tolled.
That gets lost in the shuffle of this whole conversation. Talking about Rhode Island for a second, okay? They've got a lawsuit against the trucking industry. There's a trucking industry that the trucking industry has a lawsuit against the state of Rhode Island for trucks only tolling. And that was one of the reasons that Governor Ned Lamont stated that we cannot do trucks only when he was trying to sell to the public why we need to do cars as well as trucks. Okay, so and I sense obviously backpedaled even on that. But if there's a lawsuit that's pending and it's been going on for at least 2 years that I know of, doesn't he imagine that there would be a lawsuit that the trucking industry would be fighting against for the state of Connecticut?
Oh, absolutely. The trucking industry has made it very clear that if this were to pass, then, it would be litigated. So far, the courts have settled in favor of the state of Rhode Island, but that is yet to be finalized, the litigation there. So even if you thought trucks only was the way to go, it'd be smart to wait and see what happens to make certain that the Rhode Island...
Len, what he's going to do, he's being strategic about this. What Lamont is doing is saying, we're going to follow Rhode Island's lead, we're going to do trucks only, blah, blah, blah. And then when he realizes and when it gets announced through the media that the trucking industry has instituted a lawsuit against the state of Connecticut, that's the governor's way out to go, okay, well, it looks like we're going to have to toll automobiles as well. That's his in to tolling cars.
You're such a cynic, Gary. I can't believe it.
He wants to toll cars.
And you're right. See, once they start spending money on the infrastructure for tolls, even if it's trucks only, it's all going to be, if anything, it'll be a more powerful argument then, because what the heck?
That's right.
Millions of dollars into the infrastructure. What are we going to do?
Yeah, we're getting sued. We already built the gantries. I guess we're going to have to do cars anyhow. Sorry, I know I told you we couldn't, but you know what? We have to now because we're being sued by the trucking industry. Hey, Len, we got to let you go. We cannot let it go as long as it has been the last time. We got to get you back on again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Remember, I'll be in withdrawal if I don't talk to you in another 2 weeks.
We are too.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us.